Good afternoon. Today is Friday, April the 13th.
Yes, it is.
Friday the 13th, April. There we go. Now everybody, oh, yeah, that's
all
right.
Set now.
Gee, I didn't realize. 106th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, our Friday the 13th kind of guy, Billy Gillespie.
Hey, yes, guy. It is. Hey, yeah. How are you doing?
Well, it's the 13th.
Yep.
You're here. You figure it out.
Yep, we're here.
This afternoon, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about fire trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Not the typical discussion that you might expect, but Eureka Fire's got the opportunity to get a fire truck, as I think everybody is pretty well aware. But we'll talk about what it is. It's not like test driving your friendly neighborhood new car. It's a little bit different, a little bit more complicated, a little bit more exciting. So we'll talk about the excitement when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bill Gillespie from the Eureka Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, our quote this afternoon is another one of our proverbs. This one's a Yiddish proverb. If you want to make people think you're wise, agree with them.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, you know, and I really appreciate you coming in with those stilettos and the fish stockings, you know. Or fish net stockings. That was Jimmy Smith who comes in with fish stockings on. Not
fish
belly.
Stockings.
Yeah. Fish just sewed together. Yeah, not fish net stockings. I thought that was a one-night event. Apparently, it seems to have its own little legacy about it.
Of course, nobody on the radio can see, but
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it was a good event. You know, I mean, yeah, those shoes are uncomfortable.
I would imagine so. And they probably don't make them in your size normally.
No. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't know where they came from, but they found some that fit somewhat.
Did you trip and fall?
I did not fall.
No stumbles?
Nope. Nope. The stairs were a little fun once.
Yeah.
But, you know. No, definitely for a good cause.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
And that's not your first go-around, is it?
No, that's number three. I guess three's a charm. I don't know.
Yeah, well, charm and charming aren't words I would associate.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't tie
what
those
I saw
with,
there. No,
you know, size 14 heels.
Well, yeah, and it was the reinforcement part that was really impressive
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah, yeah, those steel angle irons.
You're right. To stay place.
If anybody is unaware, Mr. Gillespie was one of those participating in the Soroptimist.
Yep.
What was it called?
Let's see, this year was, I think, Walk a Mile and Her Shoes, and it's a fundraiser for Soroptimus to help them fund scholarships and donate to other issues, and this year all the proceeds were donated to basically to help against violence and that sort of thing.
Okay, so
it went to a good cause.
Right, well, it's stuff the fire guys, you know, you guys see on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
So they who was running the runway or walking the runway? It was yourself?
Let's see. I know I'm going to miss plenty, but I was there. Rex Bone was there. We had Leon Warmoth from Leon's.
Dale.
Okay. Yeah, Leon wasn't there. Sorry about that.
No,
Dale.
Leon's a little smarter than that.
Yeah. We had our interim police chief, Merle Harpham.
Representing the senior set?
He was out. He had his sign that said, not the chief.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, everything, broad band of people from dentists all the way through real estate.
They must have fed you guys pretty well.
You know, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, and like I say, it was a good cause.
To get you coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Good, good, good.
It's worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. You know, scholarships and all that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. Why don't we take an early break, and then we can come back and talk about fire trucks.
About fire trucks.
That one kind of needed its own segment.
You know.
So, okay.
Perfect.
And, you know, during the break,
I won't,
you can go change.
I won't kick you with the shoes.
No. Don't step on me either. Go change. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 419. We'll be back with the properly attired Bill Gillespie.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 423. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bill Gillespie. Bill, is a fire truck a fire truck a fire truck?
No. Nope. You go through, every community has different needs, and they identify what those needs are in to be applied to their fire truck. You don't run down to the car lot and say, yep, I want that fire truck.
Well, now, a lot of us purchasing a new mm-hmm. vehicle, you can go down and say, okay, I want a sky roof or
right.
sunroof or whatever they're called, and I want the heat in the seat or not, and I want this, I want that, this
right.
color, that color, these wheels. And
right.
And you kind of
CD changer or,
right.
you know.
But
yeah.
the car or the truck is still the car or the truck. I mean,
yep.
you're not going to change, you're not going to get a horsepower of 2,000
right.
in it or
mm-hmm.
of 20 in it. It just
right.
it comes
it,
in.
It is what it is, and you can modify it a little bit.
Right, yeah, the pre-described options.
Exactly.
Is that the case with a fire truck?
There's a couple of ways you can go with a fire truck. There's the cookie cutter or the assembly line that makes a certain spec of apparatus. And that's you see that a lot more with like the wildland type engines that like Cal Fire or the Forest Service has run in the past. What the listeners see, like for us here in Eureka, is what we call a custom fire apparatus. You work with or you put out to bid a request that says, hey, we want this in a fire engine. We want X amount of horsepower. We want a certain style of pump. We want certain compartment capacities, certain layout, and then they say, "Okay, yeah, we can do that." And here's what we can do it for.
So you'll say, for example, you want 5 storage containers. Each of them have to be at least this dimension by that dimension. I mean, can it be that
right.
specific?
Can,
or
oh, yeah.
we've got a lot of fat guys on the force, and we need to have extra beds?
Yeah, X or, amount. Basically, like right now, we're working on a ladder truck. We got a grant from the federal government that'll fund about 60% of it outfitted in the end. We're looking at something where we're laying out, this ladder truck is going to serve Eureka for the next 30 years, essentially. We need 100-foot minimum length on the ladder so that we can reach most of our buildings. We've got a certain capacity that we need on a pump. In this case, it's 1,500 gallons a minute or 1,500 one-gallon milk jugs sitting in the refrigerator every minute out of it.
But running for more than 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Running long-term.
Yeah.
And so you lay out. You say, okay, we want it on able to seat this number of people, we want certain compartment layout, and they, when you actually sign the contract, they go right down to the point. How do you want the trays configured? What weight tray to
trays?
Hold? Trays.
You mean like you have microwave ovens in there?
Well, you know,
serving trays, like kind of like the airplane.
Essentially, if in your home you've got like a pantry with the cupboard that pulls out
yeah.
of the drawer, it's a lot the same thing. When you open it up, it pulls out with the equipment on it. So you don't have to reach way
oh,
to the
really?
Back and grab it.
Oh, that's cool.
And you
cool.
can say, yeah, we want a 500 tray. We want, some sort of another weight. And so
you can pretty much figure and configure. So if you run a lot of, let's say, mm-hmm. longer hose.
Right. you get it laid out. Like in this case, what we're working on, we've got to say we want to be able to put 600 feet of supply line to hook to a hydrant with. So the manufacturers have to get the pencil out, literally. Of course, they use computer-aided drawing, but they get the pencil out and say, okay, yes, we can do that in this compartment.
If you wind it really, 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 really tight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, with this particular rig,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're looking at today, you're looking at tomorrow, all kinds of that, those accommodations with
mm-hmm.
it. Now, Chief Ken, has talked about bringing back the fire boat.
Mm-hmm.
So for this particular rig, is this going to be the one that has got enough hose to be able to connect into the boat and be able to pull up the bay water if needed?
This one will be set so essentially from the waterfront with a fire boat parked stationary at a dock, you could stretch two blocks up into Old Town. And then we could tie an engine then into that and stretch for another 2 to 3 blocks. So we could step up into the business district. If we needed to, we could get up into the business district. It'd take work, it'd take time, but we could get the hose up there and get the water up there.
Oh, you have plenty of time.
Yeah, well, you know, you try, you hope for plenty of time.
So as you're looking at this, I would imagine with any rig,
mm-hmm.
you got, things that could be part of this apparatus.
Right.
Whether or not you have an price
budget to go with
and
it.
And budget associated
right.
with the price. Yeah. So how do you guys prioritize what you want versus what you can afford, and also
right.
with and I would think it's not descending order, but with another point in the triangle,
mm-hmm.
what the community needs are or will be.
The biggest thing we looked at with this, because as we went into this, we were one way or another. This last year we put in for a grant with the federal government, and that's what we got funded to the tune of about $739,000. Federal government's going to shoot that money to the city of Eureka toward their fire truck purchase.
That would be a prime example of categorical funding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not going to firemen's salaries.
No, this is purely going to this vehicle. And so we look at, okay, what are our community needs? What are the needs of the fire department to serve those community needs? And realistically, a vehicle that's going to be in service frontline for the next 15 to 20 years and then reserve as a backup unit for probably another 10 after that. And so, I mean, right now we're actually looking at a vehicle that's different than what our current truck is. Maneuverability, one of the big selling points for us was compartment space. Our current truck has...
Just to be able to haul the gear.
Yeah, to be able to put on what we need to, and to be able to a degree to do away with some of the trailers we've got for specialized things like confined space, some of the urban search and rescue. We'll be able to put a lot of that equipment on this ladder truck.
Now, does that make sense to have your newest, greatest, latest running it with that stuff on it when you don't need the ladder? And tie that unit up when you might get that second phone call?
It's one of those cases where you've got to weigh the current emergency against the probability of the secondary. What we get with this is the ability, if need be, we can pull up on something, we can drop gear, and then take off.
And
we can keep it available while the gear made it to the scene faster.
So you will have the ejector buttons.
the fast.
Boom, okay, that one's empty. There, we're rolling.
Okay. Kick it out.
KINS, News and Information Times 431. We'll be back with more from Bill Gillespie.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Assistant Fire Chief for Humboldt Bay.
Humboldt Bay Fire.
Okay, I'm not seeing the new patches.
It doesn't say it. We're getting closer. The patches are probably, we're getting real close, maybe a month or two out.
Yeah, that's what Ken said last month, too.
Well, yeah, well, you know. It's been a lot of design work. The ladies that are working on the design for us have been putting a lot of work into it. They're coming right down to two
results,
choices
baby.
Now.
Results.
It's getting close.
Who's going to vote on it?
It's going to be the whole department.
Oh,
the combined department.
The current firefighters.
Yep.
Firemen?
Yep. Firefighters.
Do you have firewomen?
Yes. Yep.
Is that Rouse?
Nope.
She's connected to the fire department somehow.
Yeah.
Whose kid?
Whose kid?
Yeah, whose kid?
John McFarland's.
McFarland, okay.
Stepdaughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fireman.
Yeah. By way of marriage and here and there.
Yeah. However.
Yep.
She still has the albatross.
You got a shout out, Arlie.
Yeah. And a cheap one to John, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the fire truck, the new one, that mm-hmm. will be here. So you guys submit your wish list, and then they come back with their anticipated cost for you?
Yep. What they do is they'll put together a proposal, and they've got – it's a combination of what they can do based on the fairly open spec that we send out. And I say open because we're not specking at that point what trays and what compartment configuration fully – we spec the type of vehicle and the big points. And then they come back with a cost and how they propose to meet that. And then we look at, it's a combination of low bid but best bid. One of the big things that's going to be a challenge is if they can deliver it in time.
Okay.
You know, because so it takes quite a while to build it.
You got big picture.
Right.
You throw them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
They say, we can do it. Here's the price.
Right.
But we really don't know what we're talking about yet because the details aren't there.
Right. We've got a lot of
So how does the manufacturer avoid getting locked into a corner and not being able to deliver for that price, or they lose money, which means they're going to be trying to make it up somewhere
right.
on that rig.
You make it somewhere. Basically, we look at an overall vehicle and then – as a manufacturer spec it, they go through with an idea of what their proposal would be based on that initial list of what we're looking for, and then we fine-tune from there. You know, that's the point. Then we say, okay, it's going to have such and such trays. A lot of it is fairly generic, other than it's Eureka Fire or Humboldt Bay Fire's layout.
Whoa, that yeah. one almost, that
yeah,
one almost
okay.
cost you a dinner, didn't it?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. So then it gets down to, okay, you got your budget. They come mm-hmm. in. It's underneath. When do you get to put the bells and the whistles and the cool stuff? Boy, that would be great. And take it up to that grand amount.
Essentially, when we get the initial proposals back and a bid is selected by the city, basically the month following that, because we're looking at entering into a contract by June with one of the companies to be able to deliver by March of next year. One of the requirements of FEMA, who funds the Assistance to Firefighter grants, is that the vehicle has to be here before the end of the grant period. And they give us 1 year based on the award, and our award came on March 22nd. So it's going before the councils for acceptance as an agenda item this next council meeting, and we march forward from there.
So you don't have the authorization yet to...
Nope, we're getting everything ready to go. We can't lock into a contract until we have the authorization of the council.
I would imagine that this would be something that might almost be consent calendar.
This one will be it'll be a report item. That way the fire chief has the opportunity to talk about it and explain. So this one will be going through as a report. So anybody tuning in will be able to learn about the grant.
Or show up.
Yeah, or show up and sit and listen.
It has to be delivered by next June.
Delivered by?
Or by March.
March of 2013.
So they've got, it's really ticking on the.
Yeah. And that's why we're working so quickly to get everything ready to go so that we're ready to pull the trigger when the time comes.
Because of the municipal and ruralness mm-hmm. of what the department is today, mm-hmm. does that throw in some extra things into the equation for you guys? Because while 9 out of 10 times this ladder might be used for a building,
right,
it could be used for a tree. It could be used to
it could
span
be used to,
a gully or
exactly, or to some, get equipment to a location. Last year we
yeah,
had
a washout yeah. or something
yeah.
like that.
Or we yeah. had last year we had a logging truck that went over the bank on Neatland. This unit would have a lot of equipment. They could get there quickly, drop off, and then bring the unit and the crew back and leave the equipment there faster than we can get it out there, loading it into pickups and drive it.
Because it's already preloaded
exactly.
in the house.
Exactly.
Because of the multiple mm-hmm. potential use for this thing, does that add to the creativity that the manufacturer has to allow for, or is it adding to the creativity that you guys are going to have to do going into the funnel?
It's a little bit of both. The manufacturer looks at an overall vehicle. They've got a conceptual idea of the vehicle they build. And then we work with them at that point to tweak that vehicle for this area. And so
that would be the umbrellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Hey, good windshield wipers. Now,
wouldn't that be weird seeing a fire truck with an umbrella? They would think your aim was probably needed to be worked on a little
right.
bit.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. KINS News. Yeah, you that are big bug guards.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
KINS News and Information Times 441. We'll be back with more from Bill Gillespie.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 445. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bill Gillespie. Bill, what about the fireboat? We made a reference to that a mm-hmm. little bit earlier on. It almost sounds like the good old days when everything was fat and money was coming through. I mean, a fire truck and a fireboat in the same decade?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's been one of those fortunate things that Humboldt Bay was identified through Department of Homeland Security that it needed a fireboat. It needed a multi-use type boat, but a fireboat was identified in that. And the Harbor District was able to secure funding through a grant for that purchase. And so they've got one. It's being built right now. Down in the Petaluma area.
Now
it looks pretty sharp, too.
Does Eddie Laidlaw get to run this one like he did the old one, or is he going to have to give it up to somebody else who might
know
what they're doing?
It's one of those that we're still working out the who's going to be an operator, but essentially it's going to be parked over at the Harbor District, over at Woodley Island, and it's going to be their boat. It's going to be used for a number of different things. Might see it out dealing with bringing a boat back that's in the bay or moving a log or something.
So it's a multiple-use
It's a multi-use
vehicle.
Boat, yeah. And it's one of those that we're going to be able to crew and to get, like, over to the island where there's a few houses to get to different locations. If there's a harbor pilot or a bar pilot there, they'll run it. But if not, if it's the middle of the night, we're working on our ability to operate it to get it to the scene quickly.
Is there competencies with a fireboat like there are with a fire truck? I mean, I can't imagine
there,
somebody could drive a
are.
Truck
right.
driving a fire truck. That
right.
just doesn't seem to feel
when,
right.
When we had a boat strictly with the fire department, we did have a program that a person had to go through and check sheets and different tasks they had to be able to do in order to be certified as a boat operator. And it's interesting with the boat coming here is that we'll go through that for boat operators. Plus, it's in the early stages, but there's potential interest in some sort of a maritime firefighter training program, potentially with College of the Redwoods through the fire technology program. They may be able to develop a series of classes tied there and through the California Maritime Academy to be able to teach marine firefighting.
Now, you mentioned that the Harbor District with the bar pilots. Now, if a bar pilot's running it, does he know fire?
He knows boat operation, and we can tell him what we need as far as positioning. And he can put that boat where it needs to go.
And do whatever it is that
exactly.
you're... Okay, so you don't need to have a fire guy
right
on board.
We'll have fire people on board.
Before he leaves the dock?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, because we'll be able to respond over. We'll get a crew on board so that at that point he can concentrate. Like if it's something on the waterfront of building that we need to put water on it from the bayside, he can concentrate on operating the boat platform, and we concentrate on operating the pumps and, you know, monitors, hose streams, that kind of thing. But it's going to be a more maneuverable boat than the previous boat was. It's going to be faster to be able to reach everything clear down to Fields Landing in a fairly quick time frame.
Yeah, that's not going 5 miles or knots.
Yeah. with a big, big wake.
So how's all this stuff? You mentioned FEMA's paying for some. And,
right.
And a little bit, is there a gap that needs to be funded?
There, on the boat, I believe that is funded. On the ladder truck, yeah, the city will have some money. Some of it's going to come from a fire engine we're selling. Some of it will have to come out of the general fund.
All in one year, or can it be paced out?
It'll likely, in this one, we're going to try and accomplish it all at once so we don't have to apply interest to it. Of course, that'll come with the council and the city manager, but that's what the goal would be.
So we'll be hearing about the fire sales and the bake sales.
All the good stuff.
Didn't even get that pun, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is.
It's brutal, it's ugly, but it's over.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, Bill.
You bet. Hey, glad to be here.
We've been talking shop with Bill Gillespie. Join us tomorrow morning, I guess, for the shopping show.
Tomorrow morning.
Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and hug somebody, kiss somebody. See you then.